venerable religious and my dear friends in Christ, on this feast of the Holy Family, the Church gives us a great emphasis in this beautiful epistle of St. Paul on charity. And this, of course, is by design. Bear with one another. Forgive one another. Above all these things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. Holy Mother Church entreats us to please practice charity. And charity, as we know, starts close to home. The devil knows full well that if his designs to break society are going to be successful, he has only to accomplish one thing, and that is to break the family. This has been evident, no doubt, throughout all of history, but most especially in, I think, the last decades of history. An all-out assault has been waged upon the family. I believe never before in history have we seen so many single-parent homes. And even amongst ourselves, as traditional Catholics, no doubt there is an assault being waged upon our own families. The devil will do anything to create discord at home. And he is very, very clever. It's amazing how he knows exactly how to pit human nature against human nature, to make disagreements between husband and wife become greater than they ought to be. Squabbling over petty little things becomes a matter of precedent, and I need to get my way. How easy it is for the devil to create friction between parents and children. That natural rebellion that is part of our human nature, the devil will inflame in a child. Mom and dad are so unfair. Why do we have to do these things? They probably didn't have to do these things when they were a kid, etc., etc., etc. The devil is very clever. And I just have to share this with you. I was just shown a very clever example in the form of a children's book. And we were talking about this thing, how in society at large, it's amazing how easy it is to divide. But again, this, if true in society, is true in the family. This children's book was called Red Hat, Green Hat. Maybe some of you are familiar with it, but I had never seen this little, again, just a little picture book, but this character has a hat with two sides. On one side it's red, one side it's green. He walks through a crowd of people, and the people on this side are like, oh, red hat. The people on this side, oh, green hat. And as he continues to walk through these crowds of people, the disagreement escalates. Red hat, green hat, are you crazy? What's wrong with you? You can't even use your own eyes correctly. It's a red hat. No, it's a green hat, etc. Until finally, at the very end of the book, the character with the hat turns and faces all of them at once. It's like, oh, it's a red and a green hat. Silly, silly us. But I thought that this was, what a brilliant little example of how simple misunderstanding and the love of one's own opinion creates discord. Do we see this in family life? Absolutely. And it can be with something as silly as a red or a green hat, or the color we ought to paint the kitchen, or whose job it is to unload the dishwasher. But we cannot, my dear friends, allow this to happen. Bear with one another. Above all things, have charity, which is the bond of perfection. Let us look then at the Holy Family, this perfect example. And it's a difficult thing, really, in reality, to use the word perfect. There's very little that is perfect. Very often we will use this term as hyperbole, to say that something's as good as it can be, but not actually perfect. However, in this example, it is perfect. The Holy Family is the perfect example of a society, of what a family ought to be. So let us examine for a moment the roles God determined in a family. First, Saint Joseph, the model of what a father ought to be. What is one characteristic we might point out in Saint Joseph for emulation? There are many, of course, but I would say decisive leadership. It's true, Saint Joseph, we gather from sacred scripture, is mild. He doesn't say many things. However, what we do see in sacred scripture regarding Saint Joseph is that his leadership as head of the Holy Family is decisive. If he is given instruction by Almighty God in a dream to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt, he does not think about it. He does not wait until morning. He does not figure out all of the minor details. He takes them that same night and leaves immediately because he knows that it is God's will. There is a decisive leadership. And though we have to say Saint Joseph is the least member of this Holy Family, his foster son is God himself. His spouse is the virginal mother of God. Yet Saint Joseph is called upon to be the leader of this family. And he fulfills this role beautifully. And I believe this ought to be the example to every father, most especially that a father be the spiritual leader of his family. Yes, he is the head and he makes the important decisions together with his wife. But as the saying goes, the buck stops with him. But more than any practical, temporal decisions and leadership, he must be a spiritual leader. It must be the father of a family that calls together the children, the family, to pray the daily rosary. It ought to be the father who keeps track of his children's progress spiritually? Have you been to confession in the last month? It ought to be the father who leads by example, receiving often, regularly, the sacraments, being careful with his speech, having an attitude of prayer. This matters more than you could possibly realize. And this is the role of the father. And the perfect example here, St. Joseph, ought to be not just an inspiration, but a constant companion. I believe every father ought to have a great devotion to St. Joseph. Pray to him often, that you have that same spirit, to be just as St. Joseph is just, careful with speech, most of all, a spiritual leader for the family God has given you. Now for motherhood, our Blessed Mother, the example above all examples, as far as sanctity and holiness of life is concerned, how could God have raised up more beautifully that state of motherhood than by giving us the Blessed Virgin Mary? And again, though her dignity is greater than Saint Joseph, God determined that she humble herself and be subordinate to him as the head of the Holy Family. And this role she accepted and practiced perfectly. It was her place to take care of the home, to cook the meals, to mend the clothes, to sweep the floor. And what a backwards concept that is foisted upon us, that this role is somehow demeaning. The world will have us thinking the exact opposite of truth wherever it can, and this is a key example. This is a glorious life, and one that was sanctified to the highest degree by God's own mother. We read that by the simple mending of clothes, she became a greater saint, more beloved by God than all of the saints and the angels combined. Why, I might ask you, would God, when we see to love his mother, he loves his mother more than we can possibly imagine. Why would he give her a role that was beneath her, that was demeaning? And the answer is he did not. The role of a mother is a glorious vocation. The mother is the heart of the home. She's there to help her husband to be perhaps more empathetic, to be more understanding, to ground him sometimes, to be his first and greatest counselor, to see to all of the many details of family life that would, of course, be overlooked by most fathers, to make sure that her children are raised in the eyes of God. She's with them all day, every day. And so the mother has a unique position to form these souls in God's image and likeness. And so mothers, take for your example the Most Holy Mother of God. If there is one virtue we might take, of course, there are are endless virtues. But if there is one we might take for motherhood, I believe that it would be submission. And this is not the simple submission of that humble submission to husband, as is God's plan, but most especially submission to God's holy will. A remembrance that it is God's holy will that you become a great saint by performing the humble tasks of daily life. Submission to the daily crosses that God sends your way. It was by this humble submission that Mary became the mother of God. Fiat was the word. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Now, of course, the ultimate example for all of us, but we might consider particularly for children, is Christ our Lord. And his early life is one mystery upon which we could never run out of things to consider. As in the Gospel according to St. Luke today, Blessed Mother was amazed by the things that she witnessed. She said she kept all these things carefully in her heart. There were things that they didn't understand. In fact, it says very plainly, and they did not understand the word that he spoke to them. But she kept all these things. We ought to consider always the life of Jesus Christ. This is the very center of our spiritual life. If we center ourselves upon Christ, we will become saints. But for you children, what is your current vocation? Your parents, their vocation is set to be a father or a mother. But what is your vocation? It will be determined as you grow up. But right now, your vocation is to follow Jesus Christ in his obedience. This is truly a mystery. It says that he went down and was subject to them. Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth, our judge, our king, he was subject to Saint Joseph. He was subject to Mary. And so if there is one thing that we ought to take from the life of Jesus, his early life, amongst the many things we could take, I think we would have to say obedience. Children, if you can be obedient to your parents, remembering that God has placed you under them. They are truly, your parents are representatives of God. They're going to do their best to exercise their positions well. Will they make mistakes sometimes? Yes, we all make mistakes sometimes. But they are still God's representatives. By being obedient to your parents, you are being obedient to God himself. Will that be difficult? Of course it will be difficult. Are we going to have to keep our mouth shut sometimes when we really want to say something? Yes, of course. We're going to have to overcome our own inclinations. Again, it could be big things, it could be very small things. Whose turn is it to do the dishes? Just do it. Be obedient. This is the surest way to accomplish two things really at once. To start to become a saint, to sanctify your part in family life, and the happy product, you might say, of this is happiness and peace in the family. If we all fulfill our roles as well as we can, we will be given a gift beyond all gifts that we can possibly imagine. We just finished Christmas time, or rather, we're still in the Christmas season, but I'm sure everyone's done with their gift giving. Hopefully, got some good gifts, had some great ideas of what you might get. But what is a gift beyond any earthly consideration, something that even the earth can't, it can't promise, it can't produce, it will never come from earthly things. And that gift is peace. St. Paul mentions this today as well. It's peace. He says, may the peace of Christ reign in your hearts, unto that peace indeed which you are called in one body. It's amazing to witness those families that try to be holy. It doesn't matter what they have. There are many such stories in the lives of the saints and beyond of families that were absolutely impoverished. They hardly had a roof over their heads. They had to struggle every day to get food on the table. But because each of them was trying to perform their duties, to practice the role that God gave them as well as they could, they were happy. Didn't matter that the world was harsh and they had to suffer much. They had that one thing upon which real happiness is built, and that is peace. So my dear friends in Christ, let us set about changing society. We can change the world, truly. And how do we do that? First, in our own family. If we make strong the bonds that bind us together, which, as St. Paul says, is charity. It's amazing to witness the devil will have no purchase. And we will find ourselves really and truly happy. So let us use the examples given us in the Holy Family, that perfect family. Fathers, St. Joseph. Mothers, our Blessed Mother. Children, the child Jesus. Think of this often. Try to imitate this example. And we will find that peace, that true happiness that is promised us by God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.